All right, welcome to another edition of the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. It's a website that's dedicated to fighting the New World Order. And I appreciate everybody who is listening to this broadcast. Today is January 4th, 2008. And this is a day after the Iowa caucuses. And the more I look at this situation with the Iowa caucuses and the results of the fifth place finish by Congressman Ron Paul, I'm actually encouraged. I'm a lot more optimistic than I was yesterday because I think he's really going to have a strong showing in the upcoming Wyoming caucuses. Pretty much his campaign and the Romney campaign are the only ones that are even engaged in that state. So it looks like he's going to do very well in those caucuses, which I believe is supposed to take place tomorrow. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that. And then, of course, we have the big one. We have the New Hampshire primary, which is slated to take place next Tuesday, January 8th. And it's going to be very, very exciting. I am psyched for this. I think this is going to be a launching pad for his campaign. And if he finishes in the top position, even the second place position or the third place position, the establishment media is going to be forced to take him seriously, I would think, by now, if he manages to get in one of the top three slots. And I think he's got a very good chance of doing that, if not just winning it outright. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on with the presidential campaign, the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, it's getting exciting. It's getting really exciting. And one of the things I wanted to get into on today's show is his exclusion from this upcoming Fox News debate forum, whatever they're doing on Sunday. It's some sort of debate or forum that they're having with Mr. Wallace from Fox News. And, of course, in case you don't know what's going on, Ron Paul has been excluded from this event. And they are excluding him despite the fact that Rudy Giuliani, who only managed to get 3% of the vote in Iowa, is going to attend this forum. It is absolutely despicable on the part of Fox News to exclude him, but we, of course, know why they are doing that. They don't want people who believe in the Constitution, who believe in libertarian ideas, to be able to have the platform up there with all these warmongers. Fox News is one of the major networks that has been propagandizing this war for the past 5 years, and they are scared to death of his message. So we're going to talk a great deal about that whole situation. They're actually planning a counter demonstration or a counter event to this forum that's being held by Fox News. And I hope they hold this thing very, very close to where they're holding this Fox forum, this Fox News forum. I think that would be fantastic. And up here in New Hampshire, there is going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are going to attend this. I can almost guarantee that. I mean, up in Manchester, New Hampshire, just this past September, Dr. Paul managed to get something like, it was between 500 to 750 people up in a park in Manchester to speak. And man, I mean, this was early in the morning. It was this early Saturday morning, and people came out, they're excited, and they were ready to hear Dr. Paul speak and support his campaign. So I think he's going to have a huge turnout for this counter event. But we'll get into all this on the other side, as well as a bunch of news. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And I want to get into the presidential campaign and more specifically the Ron Paul campaign. And of course, yesterday the Iowa caucuses, Ron Paul finished in fifth place with approximately 10% of the vote. And we have the Wyoming caucuses coming up. And I was reading some of the different news reports about the Wyoming caucuses. And there hasn't been a whole lot of attention paid to the Wyoming caucuses, and everybody's looking ahead to the New Hampshire primary. But, I mean, each state, there is an amount of delegates that each candidate is eligible to get. So, you know, I mean, this is something that's worth talking about. It looks from all the media reports that I've read based out of Wyoming, it really looks as if the only two campaigns that have been doing anything in that state is the Mitt Romney campaign and the Ron Paul campaign. So this leads me to believe that it's going to be a race between Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. And, of course, you look at the basic demographic of Wyoming, very rural state. I mean, there's a lot of farmland and, well, maybe not so much farmland, but, I mean, it's out in the open pretty much. You have a lot of rural communities, and these type of people, they tend to be more self-sufficient and independent, which leads me to believe that they would be more apt to vote for Congressman Paul. And I see that up here in New Hampshire, where up north we have a lot of people who are independent-minded, a lot of libertarians. I mean, you got a bunch of militia groups up there as well. I mean, you got some people who are firm believers in the Second Amendment, and I'm sure you got the same type of people out in Wyoming. So it looks like Ron Paul will probably do very well in Wyoming tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the results from the Wyoming caucuses. So I'm expecting good things from the Wyoming caucuses, and I'm also expecting good things here in the New Hampshire primary. Now, of course, Ron Paul is going to be at the debate this Saturday, the ABC debate, the ABC News debate. So he's going to be involved in that. However, as I was mentioning in the first segment, he has not been invited to the Fox News Forum that's going to be held on Sunday. And I was reading this report from, this was from the Free Market News Network, and they follow the Ron Paul campaign religiously, and they come out with some pretty good reports. And according to a blurb on their webpage, it looks as if the campaign is planning a counter event on Sunday night to counter his exclusion in the Fox News debate or forum or really whatever you want to call it, the little Fox News event that they're doing. And I guarantee you, with the amount of supporters that he has up here, we have one of the biggest Ron Paul meetup groups up here in New Hampshire. It's absolutely huge. They're going to organize this event, and there's going to be thousands of people that show up. There's definitely going to be over 1,000, if not more. And it's going to be very, very exciting. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that Fox News will reconsider and will allow him to be a participant in the forum. But in the same respect, it might actually be better for his campaign indirectly if they don't invite him, because it's going to generate more press for him if he's not invited, because now he's going to have this big counter event. It's kind of like that tax form way back when. I forget which state it was in. It might have been in Iowa. Can't remember the exact state. But there was a tax form that was being held, and they decided, oh, we're not going to invite Ron Paul, even though he's for abolishing the IRS. He's for getting rid of the income tax. I mean, he's the most conservative when it comes to the horribly draconian tax system that we have in this country. Literally, the government is robbing us blind with the amount of money that they tax us. I mean, they got less taxes in Russia and in many of our countries in the world now. So it was really odd that Ron Paul wasn't invited. So what they did is they organized a counter event, and more people ended up attending Ron Paul's counter event than attended the actual event, the actual tax event that had a few of the other presidential candidates attend. So I think the same thing is going to happen here, only I think it's going to be much greater and much bigger in its scope. So we'll have to see how it plays out, but definitely some very exciting stuff there, and we'll have to see what happens. But overall, as I said yesterday on my show, things look very good up here in New Hampshire. I think we have a strong independent and libertarian base for him to get a lot of votes. And in the Iowa caucuses, he did very well amongst independents. And there's a huge segment of the voting population here in New Hampshire that doesn't identify with either political party. So the open nature of the primaries here, because independents can vote for the Republicans or they can vote for the Democrats, I think what's going to happen here is that fact alone, with all these independents coming on board, I think that's going to really ensure that he has a very strong finish here in New Hampshire. And we'll just have to see how this all plays out. But this is some very, very exciting stuff. I think the 10% finish in Iowa, the fifth place finish with 10% of the vote, was actually really good, because the establishment media, just they still can't believe it. And there are a lot of stories run on the Ron Paul campaign talking about how he finished in fifth place, and that 10% is a very significant number, especially when you consider Rudy Giuliani, a so-called media darling, somebody who was being pushed heavily as a frontrunner by the corporate-controlled media, for Ron Paul to get over three times the vote that Rudy Giuliani got was a significant event. And clearly, when you look at the trend of the Ron Paul campaign, it is growing exponentially. He started out, when he first declared months ago, he barely registered on any of the polls. Granted, the polls, I believe, are rigged for the most part, but he didn't even register. And now, he's slowly been climbing the ladder and getting a greater percentage of these polls, which I think speaks volumes to what's happening. He's getting more and more momentum as we continue through this process. So I think it's a big mistake by Fox News not to invite him to this forum, but that's probably going to backfire, and I think we're going to see even more press generated through his counter event. So definitely some very exciting stuff. And of course, next Monday we'll provide reports on all of this stuff. I'm definitely planning on attending this counter event if there is one, unless Fox News decides they want to change their mind. But it certainly doesn't look like they're going to do so this late in the game. And what's really crazy is that even last night on Fox News, you had some of their anchors actually talking back and forth. Well, gee, should we reconsider bringing Ron Paul into the forum this Sunday? And they're claiming, oh, we don't have enough seats in this little bus that we're doing the forum. And I think that's just completely ridiculous. Why on earth would they make an excuse based upon the fact they don't have enough chairs or room in their little bus or the little place where they're doing it? That's just the stupidest thing that I think I've heard from Fox News in a long time. And there is a lot of stupid stuff that comes from Fox News. I mean, they're doing this segment called The Daily Britney on Fox News, if you can believe that. The Daily Britney. And, of course, The Daily Britney, in case you're unfamiliar with the whole mainstream media fiasco, The Daily Britney is essentially a daily report on Britney Spears. When I was flipping through the channels, I came across Fox, and there was The Daily Britney. And you would think that considering the state of affairs in our nation today, with the situation with the economy, the situation with the war, the situation with all these illegal aliens running over the border, the situation with this police state that we're living in, this technological control grid that's going up, the torture facilities that this administration sponsors, you would think that there'd be some other stuff to talk about instead of Britney Spears. But of course, that's what these people focus on. What's basically going on here is this. You can actually get more news from Comedy Central watching The Daily Show and The Colbert Report than you can from Fox News. I made this analogy earlier. And basically, I can get more news from Comedy Central, but I get more comedy from Fox News. And that's really what's going on here in this backwards, upside-down world we live in. Everything is backwards. So you can get more news from Comedy Central, and you can get more comedy from Fox News because of all the ridiculous news stories and tabloid journalism that they keep throwing out there in front of our faces. And it's all designed to distract us and to get us to buy into these breads and circuses that mean nothing instead of actually informing us and educating us on real tangible issues. And that's why networks like this are so important, and the alternative news. That's why the alternative news is so important. It's because we actually talk about real issues. We take a lot of the stuff that the establishment media actually reports on but doesn't get highlighted on by these mass media conglomerates. And then we analyze those news stories. And we're going to get into a lot of those stories here today. Up on my website, roguemmert.com, it's updated daily. I get like around 10 to 15 news stories every day that deal with the pertinent news of the day. And we're going to go over a lot of that in the next coming segments. I mean, we got some news on the economy. Jobless rate hitting 5%. We have, this is a real joke. Actually, we're going to get into the economy a great deal. The White House is actually saying that the economy is going to strengthen later this year, if you can believe that. And that is just an absolute joke and a fraud. But anyway, we have to break. We'll cover this on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, let's start getting into some of this economic news. Got a bunch of stories pertaining to the economy, all very important. This first one here, jobless rate hits 5%. And that's an Associated Press report. Yes, the jobless rate has hit 5%. And the article reads as follows. Wary employers clamp down on hiring and push the unemployment rate to a two-year high of 5% in December. An ominous sign that the economy may slide into recession. Look, folks, we're already in a recession, okay? President Bush explored a rescue package, including a tax cut, with his economic advisors. Gripped by uncertainty, government and private employers last month added the fewest new jobs to their payrolls in more than 4 years. That's not good. That is not good at all, especially when you consider that they're actually looking at the jobless rate figures. And of course, all of these figures, they come from the government. So how reliable are these figures anyway? So the fact that it's at 5% means that it's probably much higher. But it's hard to judge this because these figures come from the government. And since when have we heard anything reliable coming from the government? These are the same people who are trying to convince us that inflation is at around 2 to 3% or even less than that. I'm not sure the exact core inflation figures that they're trying to throw at us right now, but it's in that general area. And you look at the rising price of gold. It went up around 30% this past year, and they're trying to tell me that inflation is at around 2 to 3%. I don't think so. So if their own figures are moving in the wrong direction, that means it's probably far worse. So we have that story. And we have a few other stories here. Let's see here. I just lost that one I wanted to talk about. The Federal Reserve story. Let me find it. And I can't find it. Well, anyway, basically what's going on. I wish I could find the story. It's just, oh, here it is. Okay, I got it. All right. The Federal Reserve, they've been dumping an obscene amount of money into the marketplace for the past, I don't know how many years, for a long, long time. They just keep dumping money into the market. But since September 11th, after those attacks, they have just been feverishly dumping money into the marketplace through their policies on the interest rates, through just by bailing out these financial institutions by just printing more money and just saying, hey, here you go, knock yourself out. That's really what these central bankers are doing. And this story here from Bloomberg, Federal Reserve to dump another $60 billion into the market. And the story reads, the Federal Reserve said it will increase the size of two scheduled auctions of emergency loans by 50% to $30 billion, beginning with the next offering scheduled for January 14th. The Fed will continue the loan auctions designed to increase the amount of cash available in the banking system for as long as necessary, it said in a statement released today. As long as necessary. So they're just going to keep printing and creating this money out of nothing, and they're just going to keep lending it to these banks to try to stabilize this banking system. And this is completely unstable. This system, this cannot continue. It is completely unstable. So all of their efforts to stabilize the banking system is eventually going to end up in the collapse of the banking system. They can no longer continue to devalue the currency as they are doing so. So they're just going to keep printing this money, just adding more zeros into the computer databases and lending out all this money, just creating the money out of thin air. And, I mean, I don't see any move from the Federal Reserve to move interest rates up, which is what they should be doing to defend the value of the dollar. And we have countries around the world that are abandoning the U.S. dollar left and right. The Sudanese government is no longer going to be using the dollar. I mean, they're not accepting it at various tourist locations in India any longer. They're not accepting it because people are realizing that this stuff isn't worth very much. It's backed by nothing. It's toilet paper. So this is going to get far, far worse. And to add insult to injury, we had this report that came out from the White House, and I might have to get into this on the other side. I know we're running up on a break. But the White House is actually saying the economy is going to strengthen later this year. I mean, this is just a load of bull. And I just cannot believe that these people can get away with just lying. They just get up there and outright lie. Of course, as I said previously, Bush he's considering this fiscal stimulus package to try to shore up the economy, and I guess he hasn't made a decision on that, but of course, you know, I mean, the root of the problem is the monetary system. So if his fiscal stimulus package does not involve any sort of remedy dealing with the monetary system, it's a phony solution. And my goodness, I just can't believe that they're actually coming out with this. It's unbelievable. The lies are just getting worse and worse and bigger and bigger. These people actually think that, oh, if we just tell them that the economy is going to be stronger later next year, they'll believe us. Well, I look at everything that's going on with the devaluation of the dollar and $100 a barrel oil. It's not looking good out there, folks. But we'll get into this a little bit more on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
On the other side, we're talking about this story from Reuters, and actually it is reported on all sorts of established media outlets. White House says economy to strengthen. And this comes from White House spokesman Tony Fratto. The economy is expected to be stronger in the latter half of the year. I think that's reflective of what private sector forecasts are also showing as we work through this transition in housing and dealing with higher energy prices. What a load of bull that is. That is a complete load of bull. It's just amazing that these people can get away with saying these things. This is crazy talk. Just from a personal level, okay? It seems like every month I'm having a more difficult time just making ends meet because the price of everything is going up. And the money that I'm bringing in is not changing. And I blame the policies of the Federal Reserve. I blame the policies of this administration. I blame the world central bankers. I blame them all. They're the ones that are responsible for this funny money system that is bankrupting us all. And this whole system is designed so that you stay in debt and you become a servant to the whole system. Actually, I should say a slave to the whole system. Servant is kind of... and we're basically being turned into slaves. That's really what it boils down to. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse as they continue to inflate the currency more and more and more. And that's why they give us all these bogus figures. That's why they stopped releasing the M3 money supply report, because they don't want people to know exactly how much money is actually in circulation. And even better for the Federal Reserve, they can do all of this in secret. This isn't transparent at all. So much for open and transparent government. That's why we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve, and that's why we need to return monetary policy to the government. And you deal with it there. But of course, the government shouldn't even be dealing in monetary policy. They shouldn't be involved in fixing prices. Although it would be preferable if the government took control over the monetary policy, so we wouldn't have to pay interest to this Federal Reserve Bank. But really, the monetary system should be as simple as letting the free market dictate what money is and what money isn't. And if you have legal tender, it has to be gold or silver or something of tangible value. But the White House and the media, they just throw out these crazy figures that mean absolutely nothing. They hide the true and meaningful statistics behind closed doors. So we don't really know exactly what's going on. But you can see through the oil price, the gold price, the rising cost of food, the whole debacle with the housing market, you can easily see that things are not as good as they are saying that they are. So this whole thing is a joke, and this stimulus package that Bush is coming up with is not going to solve anything if he doesn't tackle the root problem of it, which is the insane monetary policy that currently runs this country. And if anybody would like to call into the show and comment on any of this stuff, if you want to comment on the presidential campaign, if you want to comment on these economic news stories or anything else, the phone number to call in is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And I wanted to cover some more news here as well. John McCain is saying the Iraq war could last 100 years. And that's unbelievable. This came from the website Scholars and Rogues. And there's actually a clip of him saying this. Unfortunately, I don't have it loaded. But it is up on my website, roguegovernment.com. And I'll read from the blurb that Scholars and Rogues wrote about this event. And it says as follows: GOP contender John McCain, who about tied for third among Republicans in Iowa, had something quite startling to say about Iraq while campaigning in New Hampshire today. He interrupted someone recalling that President Bush envisions U.S. forces in Iraq for 50 more years with maybe 100 years, he continued. That's fine with me. I hope that would be fine with you. If we maintain a presence in every volatile part of the world where al-Qaeda is training and equipping and recruiting and motivating people every single day. That actually came out of John McCain's mouth. So according to John McCain, we could be in Iraq for 100 years. This is insanity. Of course, we've been in Korea for 50-something years now, and they're saying that we could be in Iraq for 100 years. This is pure insanity. We're not going to be in Iraq 100 years. I don't see how that's possible unless the New World Order actually takes 100% control over everything, and hopefully, and God willing, that doesn't happen. But economically, I don't see us being able to maintain an empire for 100 years in order to maintain our presence there. I think that's just a complete joke. But this just shows you the insanity of this whole situation. Back in 2003, when all this was starting up, they weren't saying that, oh, we're going to be in Iraq for 50 years, we're going to be in Iraq 100 years. There wasn't any talk of that. In fact, with the whole mission accomplished thing, and it seemed to me after that, okay, well, we're going to come home now. But instead of doing that, we've set up these permanent bases. We now have this embassy that's being built that's larger than the Vatican. I mean, it's just craziness. And this madman, John McCain, who whose whole presidential campaign is based off the fact that he was a prisoner of war and that he's a war hero and that we have to vote for him because of that. And he's saying that this Iraq war could last 100 years. This is just madness. Absolute madness. Let me see. A couple of our stories I want to get to real quick. Treasury plans Social Security debit card. This is from Reuters. The U.S. Treasury Department is set to offer a prepaid debit card for Social Security recipients and has chosen Dallas-based Comerica Bank as the card issuer, the Wall Street Journal reported on Friday. So now you have the cashless society grid starting to be integrated with the banking system and Social Security. And now they're going to have Social Security debit cards. This is getting insane. But that's where these people want to take things. They want to take the banking system. They want to make it entirely cashless. They're already conditioning us through all the credit card swipe machines that you can swipe your card through. I mean, at fast food restaurants, you can swipe your credit card and get a burger. There's even vending machines that actually allow you to use your credit or debit card. I mean, it's getting crazy. But this is the type of world they want to create. They want to create a world where biometrics and cards and then even microchips are used as a way to pay for goods and services. And we're not too far behind that becoming an absolute reality. We're getting very close to that. And I have a few of our news stories, but we have a call holding, so I'm going to get to the call and then get into the news afterwards. Joe from Florida, you're on the air.
How you doing? Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hello? I can hear you just fine. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny to me about this banking crisis, how all of a sudden the banks freeze up their lending. And the reason that, you know, they give us is this subprime loan crisis, but I don't believe it. I think the banks just don't want to lend out money because they know that the inflation figures are so fraudulent that they got to lend out money at, like, let's say 6 or 7%. And they know the truth of the matter, and inflation is at 15 to 20%. So why would they want to loan out money? So it seems to me like it's two parts of the banking establishment that's at war with itself. The Fed is at war with the bank. So, you know, they try to blame it on the poor homeowner when really the fact of the matter is, I mean, if you had a lot of money and you were a bank, would you want to loan it out at 6 or 7%? I mean, come on. You know inflation's at 15, 20%, and gold's going up. I mean, I'd be sitting tight on my money, too, if I was a bank. I would be loaning it out.
What's really interesting about this whole thing is the Federal Reserve is continuing to lower interest rates while this whole thing is unraveling. You know, you would think that the Federal Reserve would be trying to raise interest rates, but they're showing no signs of even wanting to even come close to doing that.
Well, yeah, but you know, this is the classic stagflation, and they're fighting it. You know, back of Volcker fought it by defending the dollar and going through a deep recession. These guys are monetarized. They're sacrificing the dollar, and it's disastrous because the banks aren't going along with it. That's my point. Is that it seems to me like they're trying to get the banks to start lending the money out to try to free up the system, but the banks are scared because they know they're lending money at a rate that's way below what it should be with the inflationary pressures. So it's kind of an interesting thing to watch because really a pox on both their houses, if you ask me. The sooner the system collapses, the better, really, because it can't go on like this, and maybe we'll get some change politically if it does collapse. But I got to tell you, watching the Ron Paul debate, I mean the election in Iowa, and just watching those Iowan people, I come to the realization that there's no way that the Republicans, and I say this, Republican Party and the Republicans are going to elect Ron Paul. I mean, I'm rooting for him. I hope he gets his message out, and that's what it is. It's a movement. But as far as the realistic chance that Ron Paul is going to win in a Republican Party of monsters, I mean, when I was watching the Iowans on C-SPAN last night, I felt like Hunter Thompson in Vegas watching a police seminar. I mean, it was just they looked to me like a bunch of big, fat, monstrous warmongers. And I basically had a little hope for the Republican Party that maybe they could shake off this this torturing warmongering syndrome that they suffer under. But after watching those slobs in Iowa last night, I think that they're finished. And I hope Ron Paul, you know, goes through the system so he gets coverage on the debates and all, but then splits away and starts a new party, maybe the Liberty Party or something.
That certainly would be nice. I mean, but as this whole process goes ahead, just as long as Ron Paul is out there as long as possible, regardless if he gets a nomination or not, if he's one of the last two or three up there continuing to spread the message of the Constitution, of sound money, of freedom, and all these other things that we talk about here on Patriot Radio, I think that's going to be a huge, huge positive for this movement.
Well, I agree, and I think there's a part of the thing that I like about it is the fact of even though he's going to probably lose, the media are showing the public and the new generation of voters and Ron Paul supporters what they're really all about. So as they go after Ron Paul, they're showing their true side. I mean, you're seeing that the media is just a corporate state that supports the government insiders. So they're really exposing themselves, and that's what I really enjoy about it. But and it's gonna create a lot of bitterness and anger amongst Ron Paul supporters and people that are being awakened to his message, and that's needed. We need to get mad. We need to have our supporters see the true face, the true demon face of the media and the Republican Party, and how they do away, you know, what they do to people that don't sing from the same hymn book as they do. And it's just, it's great, it's illuminating, and that's what I like about it. I mean, but I don't have no false impression or ideas that Ron Paul has a chance. The Republican Party is controlled by demon people. I mean, they're warmongering, torturing slime balls. So let's not, you know, and I, it's fun to have him in there, but, you know, come on, he doesn't have much of a chance. I think he might do well in New Hampshire and he'll be in debates, but, and it's good. The whole thing, I had the Ron Paul blimp fly over my house on Saturday, and it, just to see things like that is just refreshing.
Well, sir, what do you think about the fact that he's being excluded from this Fox News forum? I mean, because they're organizing this counter event, and I think there's going to be a ton of people that are going to show up for it. Actually, I'm going to go to it. It's right in my neck of the woods. I mean, what do you think about that whole situation?
I think that if it drives 200 people to Patriot Radio, it's a good thing, and that's what I like about it. Let Fox cut their own throat. I mean, people shouldn't be watching Fox anyway now. Let them show who they really are. Let them expose the monsters that they are, and good, it'll awaken more people. I mean, I don't even watch Fox. I got rid of my cable. I'm totally on internet now, and I'm a lot smarter, and I feel more energetic, and that's great. And what, you know, Fox, but they don't seem to realize, you know, you can have the 90% of the sheep vote for you. You can have the morons. But Ron Paul is going to educate a new group of smart, young, hip, internet-type, savvy people. And the sooner they get away from Fox and online, the better for them, the better for us, and the better for the country. And let Fox have a bunch of drooling morons watching their show. That's what they deserve.
Well, sir, I couldn't have said it any better myself. And, sir, I appreciate the call. We're up against a break in a few minutes. But he said it right there. I mean, I pretty much 100% agree with everything he said. I mean, the bottom line is, going back to the monetary system, I think what's happening here with the whole banking system is that, in some respect, I think they're trying to consolidate the banking system based upon these policies. Because it makes absolutely no sense for the Federal Reserve to continue to reduce interest rates and to continue to devalue the monetary unit unless they're trying to consolidate these banks, because there's going to be all sorts of banks that are going to be unable to remain financially solvent as a result of this subprime mortgage crisis, which was created by these policies in the first place. So you're going to see a lot of these banks either go out of business or they're going to be bought out by bigger banks. And I'm seeing this as this whole effort to consolidate the banking industry under just a few big houses. And of course, the big banking interests back in the Great Depression, they sought to eliminate all of their competition by making money scarce. And now what they're doing this time around is they are inflating the currency because they know this fiat currency system can't last forever, and they're trying to consolidate the banking industry under a few big names. I think that's kind of what's going on here. Of course, it's hard to say what the truth really is, because these people are just crazy. They're literally insane for the type of policies they're implementing, and it's just disgraceful, quite frankly. But you know, that's kind of where I see the whole thing heading, and I firmly believe that this crisis is going to bring on the North American Union, and it's going to bring on a new currency, because as they devalue the dollar and it becomes worth less than toilet paper, they're going to have to bring in a new system to replace it. And I think that's going to be the new regional currency, the Amero. But anyway, we've got one more segment coming up. More news on the other side, and we'll get a little bit more into Ron Paul and the monetary system. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back to the show. Last segment here on Live Free or Die Radio. And just to recap real quick, I actually had this clip I wanted to play of the Fox News pundits talking about Ron Paul, and it's pretty revealing. You basically have Shepard Smith and Greta Van Susteren, I believe it is, just the two Fox pundits out there yesterday during the Iowa caucus coverage, and they were actually saying, oh, gee, well, maybe we should reconsider having Ron Paul invited to the Fox News forum. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Unfortunately, we just don't have the time to play it, but it is up on my website, roguemmert.com, and you can check it out. It's very interesting. So we'll see if Fox News decides to cave in and finally say, okay, we're going to allow Dr. Paul to be on our forum, because if we don't, we're going to lose credibility and we're going to lose even more viewership. And hey, you know what? I say even if they don't invite Dr. Paul, it's still going to turn to a positive, because it's going to show how biased this network is. I mean, they're a Fox Business News network. That's been a huge, huge failure. It's been operating for, like, I think a couple months now, and the ratings have been horrible. And you look at the traffic to Sean Hannity's website. I tell you what, my website, compared to Sean Hannity's website, there isn't a whole lot of difference. I think that shows you what's actually going on here. And just to recap on the economic situation, all of these stories that I talked about in the previous segments, they're up on my website, roguemmert.com. But all these stories, I mean, this is just one day's worth of economic news. Jobless rate hits 5%. You have the government lying and throwing out these figures that are just, I mean, who knows how credible they are. All the figures they've thrown at us in the past have been completely uncredible. So these figures that they're throwing out, I'm sure, are just as ridiculous too. Jobless rate hits 5%. That means the jobless rate is probably at 7, 8, or 9%. And they're saying, oh, don't worry, things are going to get better. But that's not true. It never is. What we're dealing with here is we have a mass media complex and a government that works together to mislead the American people and lie to us, to cover everything up because it's unraveling. So they have to convince people that it really isn't that bad. And then when enough of us find out about all this, they have the police state and they have the martial law apparatus to deal with anybody who doesn't like it. Some other news real quick. Let's run down the list. You can check out these stories on roguemmert.com. A lot of nanny state news came out. Mandatory breathalyzer tests for students. And that's from CBS. You can check that out on my website. I mean, they are actually mandating teenagers to take breathalyzer tests so that we can keep them safe, so they're safe and sober. And my goodness, got all this other stuff. Sears is spying on people. That's another story. That's on my website. Pat Robertson said God told him the winner of the 2008 election, if you can believe that. The man has just lost his mind. But check out all of these stories on my website, roguemmert.com. I'm out of time. We'll be back Monday, and we'll have lots of coverage on the 2008 presidential campaign next Monday. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and I'll see you next week.